With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks posted their fourth straight week of gains, capped by a strong performance on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 336 points Friday to 24,706. The Nasdaq Composite gained 72 points, and the S&P 500 added 34. For the week, the Dow was up around 3%, the Nasdaq rose 2.7%, and the S&P gained 2.9%. U.S. financial markets will be closed this Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Let's bring in Mike Wursthorn, who covers the markets for the Wall Street Journal. Well, Mike, after a terrible last few months of 2018, it's been a great start to the new year for the stock market.
You've had, in a lot of ways, a big reversal in the sentiment that had been weighing stocks down all throughout the end of 2018. And there's been a few reasons why that's changed. Going back to January 4th, when this really started, this all began with a very strong jobs report where it showed great gain in jobs, rise in wages, but not too far where the stock market was able to get some certainty that maybe there isn't a recession right around the corner. Maybe economic weakness isn't right here. And things have only gotten better since then around some of the crucial concerns the market's facing, and that's trade, with Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying this past week that there is consideration of relaxing some of the tariffs that have been put on Chinese imports so far. On top of that, even in some ways just as important, if not more, the comments has come from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. And that's just really put the market a bit more of an easygoing state around the pace of interest rate hikes. While we don't have certainty there, that's all this combination of things have just led to a more easygoing market where things can go higher finally.
Yeah, I get the feeling uncertainty has been replaced by hopefulness, both on the trade front and also the interest rate front.
Very much so.
We got some pretty solid bank earnings this week. And, you know, the major averages appear to have shaken off a huge drop in Tesla stock on Friday. Tesla seemed to say that, you know, it would be very tough for them to make some sort of a profit this year. But I guess the bank earnings pretty much overrode that.
That's the other part of all this, is that now you have earnings going on. Earnings are a bit softer than what we've seen in the previous quarters. But, you know, that's...
But that was expected, wasn't
it? That was expected. You've seen since September analysts bringing down their expectations for the fourth quarter. So, yeah, the banks, they kicked this off. Most of the bank earnings, we've seen... So we weren't surprised to see some weakness, say, in trading revenue. But overall, those banks are very healthy. Again, another sign that the economy isn't going off a cliff anytime soon. We're getting into the real bulk of earnings now in the next couple of weeks as we look, especially some of the technology companies that have to report, and then some of the consumer-facing businesses like a Starbucks is reporting in the week. We even Intel during the week as well next week. So as investors sort of see those companies and see how they respond, they're going to then want to make sure that that storyline holds, that the economy is in fact strong, and that any weakness that these companies can in fact handle.
Do I get the feeling that companies that have reported have not really issued any warnings about future quarters, or is it just too soon to tell?
There's a funny trend going on where over the last several years, you've seen less companies just in general issue forward guidance on their future earnings. You know, that said, we didn't see too many of those, and that was the big fear because Apple had just said earlier this month warning about its own profits in the first quarter. So the concern was, are there going to be other companies that follow because of some of the China stuff that's going on? We haven't really seen that yet. But that said, we're still early on. We still have over 300 companies that still have to report in the S&P 500. And those could come out as you have the industrial companies that have a lot of exposure overseas as they say things. For the most part, though, investors are expecting fourth quarter earnings to hold up. I mean, that big question is going to really be what that first quarter looks like, which will certainly be lower than everything we've seen in 2018.
On a different subject, what about politics? It seems to me the markets could face some big hurdles from the nation's capital in the form of the continuing government shutdown, the ongoing investigations into the Trump administration. Now, this podcast that we're recording right now, it's going to run over the weekend, and obviously things could change. But I'm just wondering if there's any investor uncertainty regarding those topics.
Well, that's been the curious head scratcher, because all throughout the end of 2018, politics was very much center stage, very much at the forefront of investors' concerns, and was certainly playing a part in some of their decisions. You've had now, we're in the midst of the longest government shutdown ever. We have more and more pieces of this investigation that's come to light that's obviously, you know, sending people off thinking, you know, how does this all end at some point. And I think for the most part, the market, some participants in the market have been fairly surprised that you have this shutdown and people have sort of ignored it. You know, when we look at sort of market performance and other shutdowns, it usually doesn't do this well. You don't usually see a 13% rise off of a low from December 24th, that Christmas Eve since then. So this has been in some ways pretty phenomenal. You know, that said, though, when we were saying earlier that the uncertainty is entirely gone, that's still there. It's just in the back of their head for the moment.
Is this part of the oversold effect? Obviously, the markets took a big dive last year, and maybe the bulls are coming back in.
Yeah, and that's what's, I guess, not so surprising about this, is that when you tend to see sort of similar moves up when you see a harsh move down. And we're trying to figure this out now in a lot of ways. Is our stocks rebounding too quickly? Because if they are rebounding too quickly, we can have a situation that's not all that different from, say, last January, when we had a very different situation, but a phenomenal rise followed by a phenomenal fall. And the question is that if you have a tweet about additional trade tariffs, if you have any sort of political uncertainty that could point to a massive change in how Washington, D.C. operates right now, you could just see all that volatility come right back into the market. And investors are very aware of that. As much as that they enjoy what they're seeing, they are very aware that this all can change immediately.
Stay tuned. Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wursthorn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The upcoming week will be just 4 days long, with markets closed Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. But the earnings season really picks up steam during the week. On Tuesday, blue chips IBM, Johnson & Johnson, and Travelers report their quarterly numbers, along with Capital One, UBS, Stanley Black & Decker, and Halliburton. Companies reporting on Wednesday include Procter & Gamble, United Technologies, Abbott Labs, Comcast, Ford Motor, Kimberly-Clark, and Texas Instruments. Here's who we have on Thursday's earnings schedule: Intel, Alaska Air, American Airlines, Bristol-Myers Squibb, E-Trade, JetBlue, Southwest Airlines, and Starbucks. The week's earnings schedule wraps up on Friday with Colgate-Palmolive and biopharmaceutical company AbbVie releasing their numbers. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.